start prayers even now. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer, it is testimony time. Let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, wonders through soul winning. During the season one of the Wonder Double Outreach, soul winning became my lifestyle. I reached out to 59 souls and got 7 established during the month of August. Between June and August, I wrote some professional exams towards getting an academic scholarship in my medical career. I never knew that while I was busy evangelizing God, or God was busy arranging my change of status. In September, after establishing the 7 souls with a monthly commitment for their transport fare to church, God dazed me. Hallelujah. I made it to the final 10 from a list of over 2,700 applicants. I went for the final oral interview where I was told that they will have to choose only 4. I was asked to mention 3 things in the past 3 years I have done, which had impacted lives with proofs. I then told them, among other things, that I was involved in radical evangelism for 2 months with 7 souls to show for it. So I gave them the list of my converts with their phone numbers, which I had crammed over time because I do call them often till date. 2 of them were called by the interviewer and they responded in the affirmative. At the end of the interview, I was told to tell them the terms and conditions I would love to have, because with the way I responded to the questions asked, it showed I wouldn't want to sign a bond that would be too long in a foreign nation. And they said that most true winners don't believe that staying abroad is the ultimate achievement to be great. To the glory of God, aside the academic scholarship to PhD level, they said with my active and productive mind towards establishing souls, which shows my commitment not only to my academics but also to my church, the scholarship will also cover 1 wife and 2 children. Of which I'm not married yet, not to even talk of children. If establishing just 7 souls can give me this, or can give me this, only God can do testimony, then I have not started my evangelism. 7 souls is still just a dress rehearsal. Evangelism will definitely be my first hobby. To God alone be all the glory. The testifier is Prince Richards. Number 2. 10-year death plague destroyed. I joined this commission in 2006. Before then, there was a plague of death in my family that killed my 4 siblings. When I joined this commission, the plague had almost killed me too. On several occasions, I coughed blood and knew that I was next in line. So I cried, prayed daily to God to stop the plague. In one of the services, I heard Bishop David Oyedepo talk about soul winning. From that day, I became committed rigorously to soul winning. Sometimes I shut down my business to engage in soul winning. While I was busy winning souls for Christ, God was busy taking care of my family. To the glory of God, June 2015 made it 10 years that we neither recorded death nor went to the hospital for treatment. Hallelujah. Behold, the God of this commission has terminated the plague of death in my family through soul winning. The testifier is Martin Chuku. If you are seeing this testimony from God, please can we rise up and return the glory to the God that answers prayers.
Lift your hand and lift your voice before the Lord this morning and give him all the glory and the praise that is due unto his name. Celebrate him as worthy. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Lift your hand and lift your voice and glorify God this morning. Glorify God this morning. Celebrate Him. Adore Him for these awesome testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, give Him the praise, give Him the glory, give Him the honor, and give Him the adoration. Bless His name and celebrate Him this morning. For the answers He has given to your prayers in particular, begin to give Him thanks. Begin to give Him praise. Begin to give Him glory. Appreciate Him and celebrate Him. He's the one that answers prayers. Father, we have come to say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. Why not begin to ask Him to speak to you this morning? Day unto day utter speech. Night unto night shows knowledge. There is a word for the day. Lord, I've come to receive it from you this morning. There is a word for the day. Lord, I've come to receive it from you this morning. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege that you have given us to be in your presence. For the answers to all of our prayers, we say thank you. For the great testimonies we have heard, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. Speak to us again. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you all the praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big, big hand, and please, you may be seated in His presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our exhortation for this week, which we began looking at yesterday, is captioned "Engaging the Wisdom from Above Towards Massive Harvest of Souls into the Kingdom." Engaging the wisdom from above towards massive harvest of souls into the kingdom. John chapter 4 and verse 35. Say not that there are 4 months and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. The Bible makes it very clear to us that the harvest is set. And the harvest that God has ordained for these last days is a massive harvest. Revelation 11 verse 15, the Bible says that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. So it is a massive harvest. In the book of Isaiah chapter 2, we are told that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all the mountains and above all the hills, and all nations shall come unto it. Multitudes shall flow. That is God's intention. So the harvest of this end time is a massive harvest. That means that God's intention is to make massive harvesters out of the believer. In the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 15, it said, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills as chaff. So the intention of God is to make massive harvesters out of the saints. But what is the instrument through which God's people become massive harvesters? It is the instrument of wisdom. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 21 and verse 22, it said, a wise man scaled the city of the mighty, and he casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. God wants to take territories. God wants to take cities. God wants to take communities. God wants to take localities. But for that to take place, His people must engage the instrument of wisdom. That is why the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:7 that wisdom is the principal thing. It said, therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Why is this vital and why is this critical? Because according to scriptures, he that winneth souls must be wise. So wisdom is a vital necessity to see the massive harvest of the end time brought unto the Lord. That is why the Bible tells us that wisdom is better than strength. Ecclesiastes 9:16, it says wisdom is better than weapons of war. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 18. So wisdom is the principal component that you and I require in order to be effective in this end time harvest. No wonder we are told in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, it said, they that are wise will shine as the brightness of the firmament. And because of that wisdom, they will turn many to righteousness and shine forth as the stars forever and ever. So our effectiveness is traceable to our access to wisdom. It's important that we recognize this morning in particular that the depth of the wisdom of God is unsearchable. So we can only keep going. No one ever gets to the end of it. The depth of the wisdom of God is unsearchable. The Bible tells us in Romans 11:33, oh, the depth both of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are past finding out. So when we talk about the wisdom of God, the depth of it is unsearchable. In fact, we are told in 1 Corinthians 8 verse 2 that let any man that thinks he knows anything, let him know that he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. So there is always more wisdom that is available. What that means is that there is always a better way to do what you and I are doing. We can always improve on our results by improving on our approach. No matter how much result you are presently getting, there is always room for improvement. There is the saying that the largest room in the world is the room for improvement. So wisdom is never at a terminal point. Thank God for the results that you have gotten in the past, but there is a way to get better results. Never ever come to the point where you think that you have gotten to the terminal point of wisdom. The wisdom of God is unsearchable in nature. God's servant has always said that God has more means than you can actually imagine. The abilities of God cannot be contained by the imagination of man. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that is at work in you. So anything you can imagine now, God's ability is beyond it. What you and I need, therefore, is to settle down with God to begin to explore the greater abilities of God in order to see greater possibilities in our engagement. So, what it means, therefore, is that you and I must continue to seek for how to access more of God's wisdom. The wisdom of God is always inexhaustible, but you and I must continue to expand our access. How do you access the wisdom of God? We are going to look at this particular avenue this morning. We can access the wisdom of God from above through the prayer of inquiry. Through the prayer of inquiry. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. The Bible tells us there. It said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things. Those who ask questions are the ones entitled to answers. Making inquiry makes wise. The more committed we are to going before the Lord, asking specific questions concerning the improvement of our engagement is what positions us for supernatural result. Please hear this and hear it very well. There is no obstacle that is a sufficient excuse for lack of result. It is impossible for an obstacle to outwit the wisdom of God. Anytime you find anything successfully resisting you, it is because you have not successfully accessed the wisdom answer to that situation. And that is why you and I require continuous commitment to seeking God for the wisdom way in order to improve our results. God's servant and father told us how that last year, during the lockdown, he realized that by way of his previous method of doing outreaches, it was going to be impossible to, you know, engage as appropriate during that season. So going before the Lord, he began to settle down to locate another way. And when that way was found, the result went far beyond what was there before. So what should have been a limiting factor, the lockdown, became an opportunity for a breaking forth. It is important for us to understand that the limitations of today are the opportunities of tomorrow. That is why you and I must settle down to make inquiries. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 down to verse 9, we saw how David was in a certain position where everything looked upside down. But the Bible said, David inquired of the Lord, "Should I pursue after them? Will I overtake them?" And the Lord said, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all." And as David engaged with that response from heaven, from verse 19 to 21, David recovered all, and there was nothing missing. Prayer of inquiry. The prayer of inquiry. We see David again engaging this in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 to 25. He asked of the Lord, "Lord, shall I go down against the Philistines?" And the Lord said, "Go." And he went and broke forth as the breaking forth of water. The Philistines came again. "Lord, what do I do?" The Lord said, "Don't go that way that you went before. This time, fetch a compass. Go around the mulberry trees. When you hear the goings on the mulberry trees, bestir thyself, for the Lord goeth before thee." First time, he got an answer. Second time, there was a different approach. You may have taken a particular approach the last time, but this time, God may have a different way for you. That means that you and I must keep seeking, asking, desiring, requesting. That is the avenue through which you and I can improve our results. Perhaps the last time you got a certain level of number of souls, glory be to God for that. But God is saying, "I have a better way. Ask me and I will show you." That's what God is saying. So in this season, don't just relegate yourself to your previous methods. Go before God and ask questions, and he will show you the way to go. You will have supernatural results in this season. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning, stretch your hand towards heaven, and take grace. Lord, I receive grace to position myself to receive your wisdom, to gain access to better methods in order to get better results. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. In this season, I must see supernatural results. I must see supernatural results. I receive grace today. Lift your voice, and if you will, begin to ask God, "Lord, show me. Show me the better way. Lord, show me the better way. Show me the better way in order to get better results. Show me the better way. I want to see the better way. I want to see the better way to have my next levels of results in this ongoing season." Are you praying that prayer? Are you praying that prayer? Are you praying that prayer this morning? Lord, show me the better way. Show me the better way. Show me the better way. The better way in order to get better results in this ongoing season. Lord, I ask you to show it unto me. Open my eyes. I must get results after a new order. I must get results after a new order. I must get results after a new order. In the name of Jesus, show me, show me, show me a better way. Show me the better way. Show me, oh Lord, the better way. Show me the better way to get better results in this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, better results in prayer, better results on the harvest field, better results in establishment. Lord, I receive grace. Show unto me the better way in the name of Jesus. It must not be like before. There must be better results. It must not be like before. There must be better results in the name of Jesus Christ. Show it unto me. He said, "Call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not." Lift your hand and begin to give glory to God. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to celebrate him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You have asked of him, this season you shall get better results. Better results in prayer. Better results on the harvest field. Better results in establishment. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. Will you speak to the day right now and make your decree and declaration concerning the day? He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day right now. Right now. Right now. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Do it right now. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declarations. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Now lift your hand to heaven and begin to glorify God, because what you have declared is already delivered. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be unto you. In the name of Jesus, this day is blessed. For you, it will be a day of testimonies. No mishap all through the day. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Don't forget, keep engaging right there on the harvest field, engaging on the altar of prayer. God sees your engagement in secret, and his reward will show forth openly for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.